This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday pleaded with Ukrainians to, quote, turn on your brain and get vaccinated as the country struggles to contain a surge in coronavirus infections. Ukraine reported nearly 27,000 new COVID cases in 24 hours on Friday, a new daily record for the ex-Soviet country. Zelensky said, quote, I ask everyone to switch off social networks and turn on your brain. Despite three vaccines being available in Ukraine, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and the Chinese-made CoronaVac, only about 20% of Ukrainians are fully vaccinated. Authorities in the country of around 41 million people initially struggled to source vaccine doses, but have since fought to convince vaccine-skeptic Ukrainians to get inoculated. U.S. President Joe Biden held an unusually long meeting with Pope Francis at the Vatican on Friday as debate rages back home about the Catholic president's support for abortion rights. The Vatican said the private meeting lasted for about 75 minutes compared to the meeting with former President Donald Trump in 2017 lasted about 30 minutes and one with Barack Obama in 2014 lasted about 50 minutes. The meeting between the first Latin American pope and the second Catholic president in U.S. history takes place amid fierce debate in the United States church, where Biden is under pressure from conservatives over his conflicted position in the dispute over abortion rights. The president, who goes to weekly mass regularly and keeps a picture of the pope behind his desk in the Oval Office, has said he is personally opposed to abortion, but cannot impose his views as an elected leader. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Anti-coup Sudanese protesters vowed to press ahead Friday with a campaign of civil disobedience following deadly clashes with security forces during demonstrations against this week's widely condemned military takeover. At least 8 people have been killed and 170 wounded in protests since the army's power grab on Monday. And medics say one protester died in violence overnight Thursday when security forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan has been Sudan's de facto leader since the 2019 ouster of veteran autocrat Omar al-Bashir after huge youth-led protests. And on Monday, he dissolved the country's civilian-led fragile government and ordered the arrest of several top officials. The capital has been rocked by days of unrest and is bracing for major demonstrations on Saturday. Burhan has insisted the military's takeover was not a coup, but only meant to, quote, rectify the course of Sudanese transition. Taiwanese authorities said Friday a woman who failed to extinguish incense before leaving her apartment has been pinpointed as the source of a recent apartment block fire that killed 46 people. A massive fire gutted the building in a southern city in October 15th. In Taiwan's deadliest blaze in decades, the inferno broke out in a 13-story mixed-use building, raging through multiple floors before firefighters finally got it under control hours later. A resident of the building had been previously detained on suspicion of negligent homicide and jeopardizing public safety. The city's government report released Friday says that resident is the woman at fault for the fire. Authorities are still deciding whether to formally charge her. Washington's top diplomat in Taipei said on Friday the U.S. is committed to bolstering Taiwan's ability to defend itself. Sandra Oedkirk, who heads the de facto U.S. embassy in Taiwan, said that in her first news briefing since she took up post in July. Tense cross-strait tensions and the surge of Chinese military jets into Taiwan's air defense zone set off alarms that Beijing could try bolder moves to bring in what it views as a rogue province under its control. Chinese President Xi Jinping pledged what he called peaceful reunification in a key speech on October 8th, but did not rule out military options. Washington has long followed a policy of so-called strategic ambiguity on the question of military intervention in Taiwan in the event of a Chinese attack. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.